membaca kamu.
Oh, lamakah kita bertahan? Setiap tingkah ku membuatmu bertanya padaku.
Apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja ku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikan pada
hati ini, cinta ini hanya butuh, hanya ingin dirimu, dirimu selamanya.
Buktikan,
coba buktikan kepadaku. Setiap tingkah ku membuatmu bertanya padaku.
Apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja ku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikan, coba buktikan pada
hati ini, cinta ini hanya butuh, hanya ingin dirimu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs, Yovie Widianto, collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yofie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yofie Widianto and LPZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Artinya dirimu yang begitu berharap kau setia padaku. Saat kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
Has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, but it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Here is quote of the day. We must never stop speaking the truth, a quote by Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion, in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy. Still sticking with us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, still talking about Indonesia's economic growth, Indonesia's success in simultaneously achieving favorable rates of inflation, poverty, and economic growth has garnered international attention, according to Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Currently, Indonesia's inflation rate may be the lowest compared to other countries in ASEAN and G20, sparking envy among many countries. And she referred to Indonesia's January 2025 inflation rate of 0.76% year-on-year. Speaking during Mandiri Investment Forum 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Indrawati asserted the low inflation rate is a result of the government's effective monetary and fiscal policies. Elaborating on the fiscal approach, the minister noted the incentives offered to regional governments that succeed in controlling inflation have contributed to the favorable rate at a national level. She further stated fiscal policies have helped stabilize prices of essential food items, such as rice, chicken, and eggs. On that note, the state treasurer emphasized the availability of such commodities for households is not to be overlooked, as she believes these essential goods greatly factor into the economic state of a country. She then highlighted that Indonesia has been successful in increasing its economic growth while suppressing its rates of poverty and unemployment. So, just like our today's topic of morning talk, hopefully this can boost investment opportunities here in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Yeah.
Voice Indonesia.
Enjoying Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, and you just enjoyed, you are still enjoying a song by Past Band, Kesepian Kita or Our Loneliness, a song that brings me back to 2002 with a very nostalgic Indonesian film, Ada Apa Dengan Cinta, a very phenomenal love story, teenage love film at that time. But I hope it's not like the title Kesepian Kita or Our Loneliness. Hopefully this program Indonesia Today brings
colors brings positivity to your day and of course brings you new knowledge, new insights about Indonesia. Our today's morning talk just uncovered investment potential in Indonesia, but if you missed the show, you can rewatch it on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Listeners, next information comes from the Riau Islands Province Migrant Worker Protection Agency that has successfully prevented the attempted illegal trafficking of an Indonesian migrant worker to Singapore. According to a press release from the Ministry of Indonesian Migrant Worker Protection on Tuesday, the prevention effort occurred at Sri Bintan Pura Port, Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands on Sunday. A Jember, East Java resident was about to be sent to Singapore to work as a domestic worker after being lured by a high salary. Investigations revealed that the residents learned about the job vacancy in Singapore through a Facebook advertisement. She then contacted the number listed in the advertisement and spoke with the alleged illegal migrant worker recruiter, identified as EFR. After being promised a high salary, Tati, the resident's name, agreed to work as a domestic helper in Singapore. She was then flown from Juanda Airport in Surabaya to Hang Nadim Airport in Batam. From there, the alleged recruiter arranged for her to enter Singapore illegally through Sri Bintan Pura Port in Tanjung Pinang. However, fortunately, Tati's attempt to become an illegal migrant worker in Singapore was thwarted by the Riau Islands Province Migrant Worker Protection Agency. The agency was investigated further by luring the alleged recruiter to appear at the port. The alleged recruiter was apprehended and handed over to the Tanjung Pinang Police for further legal processing. Hopefully, this happening can be a reminder for Indonesian migrant workers to stay alert and vigilant, pay more attention to the details about this issue. We still have more when we return, including a program about Indonesian art, culture, tradition, and more, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Jiwaku dalam hangat. that love you we have sent. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. I see you standing there in your Hulk outerwear, and all I can think is where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, I want you to be my husband, cause you're my Iron Man, and I love you 3,000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the out. You reach in your pocket, your motion's unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. So now
Indonesia.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Corner presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes the song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for pencalang boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, pencalang boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. Enjoy.
Laju, perahu bidar terus melaju. Kantang katulistiwa untuk ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta.
Indonesia plans to boost renewable usage in new electricity supply plan. Indonesian ministries explore collaboration on 2 million houses program. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. Indonesia is aiming to increase the share of renewable energy under its electricity supply plan over the next 10 years, fueled by more solar, hydro and geothermal capacity. A deputy minister made the statement on Tuesday. The new plan would replace Indonesia's 2021-2030, in which a total of 40.6 gigawatts of new capacity was planned, with around 52% of it from renewable energy. The government is finalizing the discussion of the electricity plan with state utility of the state electricity company, in which 70% of the plant's additional 71 gigawatts will come from renewable sources. Indonesian Ministry of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions is opening up the opportunity for collaboration with the Ministry of Housing and Settlement to construct 2 million houses in villages. The collaboration opportunities were discussed at a meeting between villages and disadvantaged regions Minister Yandri Susanto and Deputy Minister of Housing and Settlement Fahri Hamzah in Jakarta on Tuesday. Hamzah remarked the government planned to build 3 million houses, allocating 1 million each for urban, rural and coastal areas. And that's Newsline.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk a thin line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. Let's
struggling in the